You know, I find it fascinating that so often when I'm talking with senior leaders, they talk about wanting to win the hearts and minds of their people and engage the talent they know they have in the workforce. But very frequently, the ways in which organizations work seem almost designed to work against this, because telling people what to do does not cause them to become more proactive, more self-reliant, and indeed, nor does it give them an understanding of what they've got within them. So this is where very often I find myself talking about the value of a different kind of approach. And if you wanted to give that a label, I'd call it the coach approach. And why the coach approach? Because coaching has fundamentally an assumption, which is that people have within them skills and talents that need to be drawn out, and the way you draw them out is not by trying to shove things down people's throats. You actually get the best from people when they are able to access it themselves. And of course, that's a process of internal exploration and then action. Well, what does that? Well, let me give you an example. I've just come back from working with a whole bunch of people who are very talented advisors, financial, legal, all sorts of different specialisms. But the reason I was speaking at their conference is that they wanted to be better able to have the sorts of client conversations which they know make a difference to clients and which also illuminate what it is that clients really want. That's how they wanted to add value, and they knew there was something they weren't doing. So in the course of our time together, I was looking at one of the critical skills that indeed comprise the coach approach, which is knowing how to ask good questions. And the art of good questioning involves, of course, in part timing, because you can ask the same question at different moments and get wildly different responses, but it also involves understanding that you don't know. Therefore, you are engaged in an act of genuine inquiry, and you are provoking thought. You see, whenever you ask a question, what you do is you send a person on an internal search. In terms of the neuroscience of it all, that's what happens. There's a very interesting aspect to even the word question. Look at what else is contained in that one word. There's another word. And very often I will say to people, the really important question is, what is the quest in your question? Where are you directing attention? What is the journey you're sending people on when you ask them a question? Because when you ask someone a question, that's exactly what you do. You send them on an internal search. That's how their brain works. Now, this is just one of a whole bunch of coaching skills, which it seems to me are far too important to be left exclusively in the hands of people who are called professional coaches. This is why I've spent a lot of time making these skills available in a learnable format to people who have, frankly, very little interest in being coaches, but who really do want to know how to adopt a coach approach, which means stop telling, start listening, and develop a different kind of working relationship with people. That relationship will be characterized not by a loss of authority. On the contrary, you can have your own clear position, but the way you engage with people will enable them to do more than they've done before. You'll actually be in working with them to, it's almost like designing an alliance where the two of you together, or the three of you, or the team, however many there may be, begin to have a way of engaging that pulls out what is naturally there as latent talent. It seems to me that this is a skill pretty much anybody would benefit from knowing how to utilize. And so I, for instance, have taught this to people all over the world, and they come from very different backgrounds, but they have one thing in common. They want to draw on the talent they know is there. That's why I would say coaching skills are something that pretty much anybody would benefit from learning about and becoming proficient in. And they are skills. And skills require what? Practice. You can't read. You can read a book, but you can't get it from a book. You've got to do it. That's why we have a coaching program. And funnily enough, most of the people who come on the coaching program are interested in applying it across the board in their life as a whole. So, if that interests you, see you soon.